to HME Mobile.
HME, good morning. KO4HKX, Patrick on this end.
This is Dwayne. How are you doing?
Pretty good this morning, Dwayne. How about yourself?
It's a brisk morning here in May.
Too refreshing, isn't it?
For a May, it was rather windy yesterday, but looks like it'll be nice. And so I'm headed into the office. About one day of the week that I have to go into the office, so no complaints.
Be nice, only have to go in one day a week.
On that, it's just about one day a week.
Roger that. I was just saying that must be nice.
I have, in my office, I have, to my right, my HF rig, so I'm able to check into a couple of nets while I'm working.
Really be nice, then. Do you mind if I ask what you do for a living?
Health manager, and so I will I'll work with a team of coworkers to bring clients that are basically we take care of all of their telecom expenses. So a lot of the stuff is done behind the scenes, emails, some phone calls, and then obviously project meetings. But none of that. I'm not on the phone all the time, so I can check in and out on some of the nets pretty quick and easy.
That sounds like an interesting career there.
And the neat thing is we have four different divisions: waste, utility, freight, as well as telecom. And we are, so the divisions will refer clients to one another. So we, typically we're always doing some kind of add-on, as well as getting new clients.
I own a mobile tool business. I just ride around and sell tools all day.
Something similar to Snap-on and Mac Tools?
We're Matco. That's what I own.
Requires staying on top of a lot of the new vehicles and the specialty tools for each one, doesn't it?
It does require quite a bit of that.
It's very beneficial rather than trying to expecting a mechanic to go out and find the tool he needs. Having that expert able to say, I got it right here.
On the other side, I used to be a mechanic. It's kind of a, you help me and I'll help you. Mechanics bring stuff to the table and then we facilitate it to other guys.
I can see that. Yeah, that's, my grandfather was a mechanic for a Dodge. So I inherited a good bit of his tools. And someone's like, what is this even for? But it's like, you know what? It works someplace for something. So I'll see. Maybe one day I'll get to use it.
That I have a lot of specialty tools in my toolbox also. Some of them I bought, some of them I made to do just certain little jobs. And that's just the way it goes.
Say that about making tools. There's a couple of things that, man, this seems just a little different. And, one of those tools that he had to make for it to work just right. But, yeah, I remember I have one of those box-end wrenches. It's long and it's got several angles on it just so it gets in, right where it needs to, almost like you're trying to adjust a distributor or something.
Could have been distributor. I mean, it could be anything. It's funny some of the things you'll come up with to get to something.
Yeah, it's like, man, if this thing could be tweaked just a little bit, but who knows? Thankfully, my car is a Toyota Sequoia, and it doesn't need much change of oil in the filters, and you're good to go.
Well, Dwayne, it was nice to meet you this morning, but I'm getting ready to pull into my first stop, so I'm going to say 7-3. you be careful out there and look forward to talking to you on down the log. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Catch up with you as well. K2HME monitoring.